Alright, so I am Maria Bunning. I am 15 years old, and today is October 13th. And I'm speaking with Lilia Beislein, who is my great aunt. And I am recording from Leominster, Massachusetts, and she is over the phone in Sacramento, California. So, do you want to just start off with introducing yourself, like name, and then when and where you came from?
Okay. My name is Lilia Beislein. My maiden name was Lilia Santana, and I was born in 1953 in Manta, Ecuador. I arrived in the United States in April of 1965.
Okay. So how did you get here to America?
Well, my parents immigrated to the United States first. My mother came in 1961, my father came in 1963, and they arrived to at Washington, D.C. That's where we first lived.
Oh, interesting. So, you said you came with your family, or your parents, or?
I came later. Yes.
Did you come by yourself?
No, I came with two of my sisters.
So what made you want to, like, come to America? Was it more of, like, a push factor or a pull factor, or because your parents were there? Or?
Well, my parents wanted a better opportunity for us, so my mom went ahead and migrated first to the United States, and after they were able to settle in the Washington, D.C. area, have jobs, and have a home for us, we went ahead and came.
Oh. Okay, so the next question is, what was your, like, initial idea on the USA before you came?
Like a foreign, completely different world, which it was. There in Washington, D.C., at that time, there was not a lot of Hispanics around. Mm-hmm. And we moved into an area that was not Hispanic populated, so it was very foreign to both my sisters and I.
So was it hard to, like, adjust to this, like, from a new, like, culture, like, to this life?
At the beginning it was, but I will say, because my parents and us were separated for about 5 years or 4.5 years, it was kind of good to be all together, and also it was a new experience. Not knowing the language was hard, but my mom was a stickler for assimilating in the culture, and she put us in an all-American school right away. Oh. We were very fortunate that one of the teachers took a lot of interest in us and held after school or weekend classes for us so we could become more proficient in English.
Oh, that's cool. So, so how long did you have to, like, prepare before coming here? I know you said there was a couple years you were separated from your parents, so.
Yes. Probably it took about maybe to go ahead and get the papers done. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. Once my parents were situated here, they started working on the papers. So I would say probably about a year before we arrived, because of all the medical testing that needed to be done. And I myself was a sickly child, so I needed to make sure that I was healthy enough to go ahead and come into the States and pass all the medical exams.
Oh, right. So was it what you expected when you first came here? Like, the initial idea you had, was it the true when you came here?
Oh, it was more than I expected. Oh. Because it was completely different. It was first of all, as medieval as it sounds, we had TV. So that was a good thing. And we had a house and a yard and all the things that you don't have in other countries. Although my family was well off over there, it was still different. It was a little bit, everything came real easy.
So I researched some popular holidays that were celebrated in Ecuador. And one of them I found was a carnival. Was that celebrated in there?
Yes.
Carnival,
yes.
Yeah, you can continue.
Okay. It's Semana Santa Carnival is Easter in Ecuador, and it's celebrated quite well, especially people take off and go to the beach and go ahead and get bathed and chalk. Basically, and throw water balloons and get dunked in the ocean, and it's kind of like a whole week of vacation type
That sounds fun.
It was. Yeah.
Did you celebrate this tradition in the USA? Like, did you bring it over?
No.
Did you bring any other traditions from home here?
Food traditions more than anything. Not really. Like I indicated, my parents were very much into assimilating to the culture here. If when you come to America, you go ahead and do as Americans do. So not really.
Right.
We still have a lot of the Latin culture in regards on going to church and family and making sure that you have good work ethics and you know, be thankful for what you have. All those things are very important to Latin cultures. But in regards to holidays, no.
Interesting. Have you been home since?
I was home a long time ago, probably about 35 years ago was the last time I was at home.
Wow.
The reason why, just to make sure, is because my whole family was here.
Right.
So, you know, I still have aunts and uncles over there, but my parents, my sisters, and after we got married and everything is here, so.
Yeah. That
there was no
sense.
Really need.
Did you have any regrets when coming to America?
Oh, no. No? Not at all. No.
Huh. So would you, like, do you rather living in America over than your homeland?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely so. Yeah. Because I came at the age of 11.
Right.
So and like I indicated before, my mother was always into being part of the environment that you live in. So I was a lot of people from that come here, or family members said, "You're American, you're not Ecuadorian." So I was basically raised American.
Yeah. So you live in Sacramento now.
Yes.
So why, or how did you get there? Like, why did you choose to live there?
Well, it wasn't my choice, but it was kind of forced. I wasn't forced. No. My husband got a job promotion to Sacramento. And so I said, well, you know, my marriage is important to me. So here I come. So we've been here since 1986.
Right. So one of the last questions, how did the physical environment differ from your homeland to here?
Well, first of all, you have snow and cold weather. I was born and raised until the age of 11 in a town called Manta, which is right on the sea, on the coast. So the weather was always, we had some cool weather, but nothing, it's more like San Diego. East Coast would probably be more like Miami, Fort Lauderdale area, with a little bit less humidity. But it was always tempered weather, not any sleet or snow or frost or anything like that.
Oh, Very
that's a big difference.
Yes, very big difference. All right, and that's basically all I have for us today. Thank you so much for being my interviewee.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Anytime.